Okay, and today's daf, Kuf Chav Zayin, since we're not so busy with catching animals, the only real halacha for us as far as catching animals goes is what we already spoke about yesterday, which is that it's mutter to catch an animal which is dangerous. Not that it will kill you, then for sure it's mutter. You don't even have to have a chiddush. But even if it's just going to hurt you, it's mutter to catch it. The example here is a snake. The most common example probably that we have is by bees. This we spoke about already yesterday. There are a couple of interesting klalim that do come up here in Sifei and Sivav. I'll say it very quickly, just in case you never heard of it. The Torah only considers it a chil Shabbos, okay, a chil Shabbos from the Torah, if you do the action by yourself. But if you're going to do it together with somebody else, then it's only Asur Derabanan. This is specifically in a situation where you need only one person to do it. If you only need one person to do it and two people are doing it together, so then they're both Pater. If it's a situation where you need both people to do it, then they're both Chayev. Sivav, we learn a different concept here about Malachas, which is that it's only Asur if you're the one doing it, meaning to say that you actually did the malacha and not that the malacha is being done by you. What does that mean? For example, if a guy stands by the door and he's blocking the doorway, so the deer is caught inside the door and it's being caught. Then, if you would walk next to that person or behind that person in such a way that the first person's still blocking it, then you're not doing anything. You're just standing behind a area that was already blocked and the deer was already caught even before he went to stand there. Now, even if the first person would walk out of the way, somehow they're situated in such a way that the second person, let's say you're standing behind the first person, doesn't have to move. The first person could slip out and you're the person behind. You're not even doing an avera, even though right now at this point in time, you're the one who's keeping the animal caught in the doorway. You didn't do anything. On Shabbos, this is only to do something. It came out that you're the one doing it, but you did not do any iser. I guess an example, if someone turns on a sensor, and because of that reason something happens, then if you happen to be there afterwards, so the fact that the sensor was on from the first guy, and that's what turned the light on, and it's a sensor that only, I guess, will go off when the room's empty, similar to like a deer that's caught inside that can only leave when the doorway is empty and no one's blocking. So it won't be your Isra at all. You didn't do anything. You're just an innocent bystander because the first person's the one who did the Chil Shabbos by making the sensor go on. Let's say by a light sensor or some other type of sensor. Somebody stands by an electric door. Let's say a goy standing by an electric door and makes a sensor for the door to open. So you didn't do anything if you walk through the door if the guy is the one who triggered it to open. We'll just add one last point, besides for the discussion of Seda. So Shulchan Aruch here also goes into the concept of Netilas Neshama or Hitzos Dam. Making blood come out of your body or anyone's body is an Isser. Whether it's Derabanan or Deraisa will depend on the case. In many cases, it's hard to tell if it's a Derabanan or Deraisa. It depends on why exactly you're drawing the blood. As far as hitting someone and it causing the blood to come out, it's for sure Asr. It's Asr just because now I hit someone, but it's for sure Asr on Shabbos. Whether it's a Deraisa Derabanan would depend on why you hit him. It's a discussion here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Rishayim. Where it's most common is if a person himself has some type of cut, you have to be careful not to draw blood from that cut. Like if something in your mouth, sometimes your gums or your teeth, you might like press on it. That could also draw out blood. You're not allowed to do that. The fact that blood's in your mouth and you swallow it, that's okay. As long as it stays in your mouth, you don't take it out of your mouth. But sometimes a person might draw blood like that. Flossing is an example. If someone flosses and when he flosses, it makes himself bleed, then it's Asr Dud on Shabbos. Same thing would go for brushing your teeth, even without any toothpaste. If you normally have bleeding gums and your gums would bleed from brushing your teeth, that would also be Asr on Shabbos. Same thing with toothpicks if that would cause you to bleed. Same thing if you scratch yourself, scratch your skin in a certain way and it makes you bleed, it also will be Asr. Mishnah Berurah brings all of these cases. There's one fascinating case that I heard from my father-in-law once. somebody wants to check his diabetes. So he said he asked different poskim if that's deraisa derabanan. Binafkamina, sometimes we allow derabanans for medical reasons, but not deraisas. So if you want to draw a little blood to test it, to see what the numbers are to the blood, some poskim said that was deraisa, because you want to draw the blood in order to test it. And others said it's derabanan. You don't want to draw the blood, you just need to test it. You actually have no interest. You don't want to draw the blood at all. It's different than the cases where you actually want the blood. You're taking the blood because you want the blood to come out. You don't actually want the blood. You just want to test the blood. It's an interesting machlekes. It's hard to machriya. Probably depends how you phrase it. As far as I know, nowadays there's some type of machine that you don't even have to draw the blood. So then that would definitely make it melacha shein tzricha legufa derabanan, because you don't even have to draw the blood. You just want to test the blood. Okay, Mirtzah Hashem, will continue tomorrow.